Chapter 1. The Catastrophe.
On January 13th, the day after an earthquake struck Haiti's capital, I finally got through to Dr. Alix Lasseg, the medical director of Port-au-Prince's largest hospital and a longtime friend. The hospital's real name is L'Hôpital de l'Université d'État d'Haïti, but most people call it the General Hospital. I began trying to reach Lasseg a couple of hours after the quake. His cell phone number, like all the other numbers I tried, led to a recorded message or an ominous buzz. From what we knew at the time, the hospital was smack in the middle of the quake zone. The facility sat among a dozen government buildings, including the medical and nursing schools, and we could see from live reports that most of those buildings had collapsed during business and school hours. It was clear that our work as health providers in Haiti would be changed forever. So now what? It was hard to know how to prioritize anxieties, and as a doctor, I thought immediately of the General Hospital. It wasn't hard to imagine the enormity of need in this struggling public facility, which had, in the best of times, too many patients, too few staff, and far too few resources. After dozens of tries, it was almost a shock when I connected to Lasseg on a colleague's cell phone. "What do you most need?" I asked. Lasseg would hear this question again and again over the next weeks and months, usually with scant practical outcome. But this was early in the game, less than 24 hours after the quake. Of course, he needed just about everything, including electricity, supplies, salaries, and medications. The hospital had been scrambling for all these even before the quake. He gave me a long and fairly specific list. He needed materials and labor to repair the damaged parts of the hospital, and engineers able to assess the structural integrity of the buildings still standing. He needed help trying to save the lives of those still trapped under collapsed buildings abutting the hospital grounds, including not only the nursing school next door, a total loss, I fear, and all in it, and nearby federal buildings, but also houses, businesses, and schools. "It's much worse than we thought," Lasseg said. "Just managing proper disposal of the bodies is overwhelming us." He needed help moving casualties.